Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about the neighborhood of Sherman Heights. Stay tuned.
Good morning. This is the Southern California Real Estate Report with Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. In lieu of the coronavirus, we're going to talk about something that's real estate related today.
Yeah, keep it a little bit, more in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
We're definitely not healthcare experts, and you know, this is serious, but we're going to try to...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, you know, there are other people that are more qualified to talk about it than we are at this point. And we also know that, you know, in the real estate community, there's certainly some disruption. We're seeing it across, obviously, capital markets, interest rates. We're seeing it with, you know, some of the ways that tenants are now looking for properties. We've also had a lot of rain, so I'm not sure if this is coronavirus driven. But we've seen kind of a steep decline in what's going on with rental activity over the last, you know, week or so.
We'll do a podcast on the effects of the coronavirus and real estate.
Yeah.
When we have more information. Right now, it's a little, it's just,
it's
no
pretty
one knows
foggy.
No one knows anything.
Yeah, and we probably need some more detail. So as a local activity and as a local San Diego company, you know, we have seen a lot of activity in the downtown market over the last, you know, 12 months to 24 months, with a lot of new deliveries of apartment buildings, a lot of new deliveries and projected office new development. For example, you know, Horton Plaza is going to get redeveloped into a kind of a tech center. And so this kind of falls into this. This marketing firm is going to move actually out of the East Village into an opportunity zone in Sherman Heights.
Which is an interesting move. It also shows the benefit of opportunity zones and how companies are taking advantage of it.
Yeah, yeah. So they were able to purchase a building. They purchased a building that's about 17,596 square feet in the Sherman Heights neighborhood. They paid $3.2 million. You know, they bought in an opportunity zone. So they're obviously going to plan on reinvesting back into the building. I think they got a great price on it. They paid $181 a foot,
which is a
really good price.
And this is the company Red Door, by the way.
Yeah, Red Door. So
they're a marketing firm.
Yeah, they're a marketing firm, exactly. They're going to... be moving in by April of 2021, and the move from downtown, they're saying, is practical and it's strategic. The lease for the East Village office that they were in, which was in Diamond View Tower, was up, so it gave them a chance to go out and buy a building.
I'm sure that's an expensive lease. That Diamond View Tower looks right over the ballpark, right?
Yeah. This is a new property. It's on Market Street. It's the main corridor of Sherman Heights. It's in a mostly residential area with a few restaurants and businesses around it. So right now the property houses the offices of a hotel and hospitality workers union. So Market Street, they're saying, has the potential to grow and support the neighborhood. And he would like to see the corridor become a commercial thoroughfare, which it's probably good timing in Sherman Heights. We actually have some residential properties in Sherman Heights that...
Sherman Heights is a nice neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood.
Yeah. It definitely has its benefits. You know, it's centrally located. It's not far away from downtown, and there's a lot of freeway access right there.
Yeah. So they have offices in Denver and in San Diego. They employ about 100 people. You know, this is a good mid-sized company. This is a big move going from an East Village location into a Sherman Heights location. And I like this, this forward thinking by this firm that hopefully, you know, they're buying an area that's going to grow commercial, you know, businesses around it, and be something that, proves to be a long-term, good real estate deal. I also like the idea of going into an enterprise zone. So the nice thing is that they're going to improve that a lot. So
Right. You're
going to see some gentrification around that neighborhood that's going to, you know, help that neighborhood. So all good things from a real estate standpoint. Some of the highlights about this Sherman Heights area is it's within the city's 35 federally designated opportunity zone. Sherman Heights is. And the deal is that investors who build in opportunity zones identified as economically distressed, they're given tax breaks for that.
Right.
So Sherman Heights, you know, typically has had predominantly a Latino population.
Right. And that's the gentrification of it can be seen as a downside to this.
Yeah. Well, now one of the things though is that the household income has been, 28,000 annually in that neighborhood. So that's a fairly low income area relative to the rest of San Diego. According to the San Diego Association of Governments, it's bordered by Interstate 5, 94, and the neighborhoods of Logan Heights and Grant Hill. There's critics to the Opportunity Zone program who argue it could lead to gentrification. The company's announcement spurred conversation on social media about what impact the move could have on Sherman Heights residents. One Facebook user wrote that parking would be impacted in the community, and another wrote, gentrifiers emerging. So there's always a give and take on this, right? So when you hear about the demographics in the area,
right,
and why I bring it up is that, you know, relative to Southern California, this is a pretty low income area that really is coming back. There is some concern about the residents. I know there's some affordable housing within Sherman Heights that certainly you don't want to lose. But because this is a commercial transaction, I hope that it does bring in more commercial, and I hope that it does bring in maybe some more commercial uses of restaurants and more retail and things like that to support the neighborhood. So
yeah,
I think there can be a balance with this if it's planned properly.
I agree, and it's not that big of a company. You have to think like 100 employees is not like bringing in some. It's big, but it's definitely more of a mid-sized company. You're not going to see the impact as much as I think people think that it's going to come, because these people, a marketing firm in our environment right now, I wonder how much of it is not done in the office. I think marketing firms spend a lot of time having employees work from home and commuting that way, and it's not like a heavy personnel company.
Yeah.
So I think that's always something to think about.
Yeah, and I think another thing to think about is in neighborhoods like this and getting commercial offices in this area that are employers is that it's going to bring more jobs to that community.
Right.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And so the city councilwoman who is who's the representative for the neighborhood is a woman by the name of Vivian Moreno. And, she's supporting the company's move in there. And she said, it's something that, can bring in more jobs for the neighborhood. And so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And
this is something that we see a lot in San Diego, is that people like to support the local communities, especially with the restaurants and arts. And to have a bunch of people looking for food options and, wanting to do stuff at night or go to a bar, you can see a lot of interesting businesses pop up as a result of that.
Yeah, and Sherman Heights is a great area. I don't know if people are familiar with San Diego. When you're going south on the 5 and you look to your left as you get past like the 163 in Balboa Park, up on the hill is kind of Golden Hill and Sherman Heights. So it has beautiful views. It's a very nice neighborhood. So, and it's very close to Core Downtown, too.
Yeah, Core Downtown. And then, you have access to Coronado from there. It's a great spot.
So we're going to keep an eye on this. This is something that we think is a good thing and something that we'd like to report on in light of what's going on in the rest of the world today. So we'll keep you posted on any future changes. And thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.